anything she needs, she can call me. Don't worry about it, that's my seed, though, that's all me. Just know if you cross her, then you cross me, cross me, cross me. With you, with you, with you, with you, with that energy. Anything she needs, she can call me. Don't worry about it, that's my seed, though, that's all me. Just know if you cross her, then you cross me, cross me, cross me. With you, with you.
She ain't messing with no other man. Me and her are something different. I really need all you to understand. But nobody's coming close, and I don't ever wanna run around. I spend my days jumping in and out. You know I wanna love her now. But nobody ever could. You know I'm sticking in my crazy heart.
If you hear that music and that background noise, you know we're on the road.
She needs, she can call me. Don't worry about it, that's my seed, oh, that's all me. Just know if you cross her, then you cross me, cross me, cross me. With you, with you, with you, with you,
cross her.
If you cross her,
nobody's coming close, yeah.
You cross me.
If you cross her,
she needs, she can call me.
You cross me.
In case you don't know, I like this song. Here it comes. He yells here in a second, which I like.
To the queen. Without a flirt. I see a couple of things that you need to know. You still want to be friends with me.
If you cross her, then you cross me, cross me, cross me. With you, with you, with you, with you, cross her.
Good morning. I think it's Tuesday. It's 4:57 in Minnesota. Yeah. Yeah.
Nobody coming close, and I think that you should know that.
If you cross her,
then you cross me.
Come on and let it go.
I think that you should know. If you cross her,
then if she needs, she can call me.
Then you cross me.
That's all me. Just know if you cross her, then you cross me, cross me, cross me. With you, with you, with you, with you, boy.
All right, so good morning on a Tuesday, travel day, but we're going to have a cool show. Next couple days, the show is going to be cool, and I'm actually going to get them up on the web. I'm going to do that when I have to do that stuff today. So anyway, Jeff Kenny going to join us today. Jeff was a Marine security guard in Iran. The anniversary of the takeover of the embassy in Iran was just the 40th anniversary was yesterday. And Jeff was there a couple years before that happened. So what you're going to hear is he very graciously hopped on yesterday. I shot him a text and I said, hey, man, I just saw that today's the 40th anniversary. And he said, yeah. And I said, you want to come on and talk about what it was like to be a PFC? He was actually a Lance Corporal when he went to Tehran, I want to say in 1976. So, it's, you know, what it was to be a Marine security guard back then. And Jeff is he's a reader and a studier, and he's been like that his whole life, historically inquisitive. And so it's interesting to hear his perspective about Iran. And you'll hear him today. And then tomorrow, Andy Milburn is you've heard him here on All Marine Radio. He's a special ops guy, MARSOC guy. And so we're going to talk about the al-Baghdadi raid. And you'll get another perspective on that, which will be cool, too. So, yeah. Yeah, so so cool stuff coming up the next couple days. You'll enjoy the interview with Jeff today. Last night, spoke at Minnesota State University, Mankato. Actually, yesterday afternoon, I spoke at the luncheon for honoring veterans. For the second year in a row, I was the keynote speaker. Yeah, how about that? That means one of two things. Either they can't get another speaker, which I doubt is the case. At least that's the way I'm looking at this. Or I'm that good. Again? Yeah, again. So what do you say at a Veterans Day luncheon? You talk to the veterans. You thank everybody for inviting you and say, hey, I've got a message for the veterans. This veteran victim stuff is nonsense. If you're part of the less than 1% and you have that DNA in you, the only thing you have to do to be successful is get off your ass. Okay? So all this, I can't get a job and this is so hard. You know, yeah, right. Woe is me. Okay? So if you try half as hard getting out as you did getting in, you'll be fine. And so that was that little bit of soft love. Was the opening statement. And then I talked about post-traumatic winning and where it's gone since I did it for the first time ever in public, not on my radio show, but the first public performance ever was a year ago at here, right? Tim Adams called me. He's a former CH-46 pilot in the Navy, and he runs the veterans program here in Mankato. And he listens to All Marine Radio. And so he said, hey, you come up and do this and be our speaker. And I said, I'd love to, man. So anyway, I talked about what's happened in the last year and where post-traumatic winning's going. It's going to high schools. It's going to first responders. It's going into a children's book. It's going on weekends. All the cool things that are happening because of this powerful message that comes out of our culture. And I said the only way to do stuff like that is to live your passions. Okay? Now, how do you do that? You know, and I talked about when my kids were growing up, we had these Wayne Gretzky videos. And he was interviewed. And he talked about hockey was never, ever, you know, worked for me. I mean, he said, my whole life, he said, I loved going to the rink. And I loved it when I was a kid, and I loved it my whole career. And he said, so, I mean, hockey was my passion. And so, you know, I for whatever reason, that stuck with me. And, you know, when your passion is a part of your life, you get up and you don't work. You do what you love. And so your work, according to a Lebanese poet, your work is love personified. Your work is love objectified. It becomes the reality of your life every day. And that is what you love. I mean, that ain't work, man. That is not work. And so that's what All Marine Radio is. All Marine Radio is my passion for storytelling broadcasting that I learned and came to love. The idea of articulate discourse, exploring ideas. Right, and being open to debate. And so anyway, and then the culture of Marines, which I love, and because I think it's funny. I like its toughness. I like its humor. Right, I like its courage and selflessness. I don't like it, I love it. So I said, you know, I laughed and I said, But I said, it's not easy. But if you love it, you'll make it work. And I said, look, I can get my power turned back on quicker than anybody else in Southern California, I think, when it gets turned off. And it's happened to me multiple times. And I said, and it happened because I wasn't making enough money, and I was stretching money from one month to the next, and I was stringing payments out, and I miscalculated by a day or two. And then I paid the price. I said, now, looking back, I mean, that wasn't very pleasant. But would I gladly do it again in order to be where I am today? Yes. Yes, 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 yes. Because you're chasing your passions. Now, you can't do great things without working a ton at it, right? Greatness comes from hard work. And so if you're doing something that you hate and you look at the clock, I would tell you, start planning another job. And you might start it out of your house. You might start it out of something you're working on in the evening. You might start it, on the weekends. But start it. And then figure out a way to transition to it. And then make that which you love, you know, the center of your life. And if you do that, guess what? You'll never, ever, ever work a day in your life. Ever. That's right. You'll never, ever, ever, ever work a day in your life. And so that was my message. I said, but let me just tell you this. Greatness, you can't, you know, look, if you want to set a goal for money in your life, go ahead and chase money and see where that takes your life. It's not, you know, it tends not to be a good place. You look up one day and you're unhappy because, yeah, you've made money, but you hate what you're doing. It's not fulfilling. It's like going into a salt mine every day. You hate it. And so what you should chase is happiness. And if you start doing, I use the story, you know, the idea of being a guide and outfitter up here in Minnesota, North Dakota, right? Because my oldest, I think, would love to do that. So how do you get there? Maybe you take a job in Cabela's or one of the big outdoor shops. Why? So you can meet people. So you can network. So you can get your name out there. Right? And so it's part of your passion. It's a step through the door. Right? And then with hard work, because you're passionate about it, with the people you meet, going out and doing stuff with people, all of a sudden somebody says, hey, I just had an opening. Let's call that guy that we met at Cabela's. You got his card? Yeah. Hey, man, how'd you like to start on weekends guiding for me? I'd love to. Then after 5 or 6 years, you spin off your own business. Well, that's what I wanted to do. I just had to figure out how to get there. And so to me, that was my message. It is, if you want to do something great with your life, do something that involves your passion. And if you do something that involves your passion and you're doing, you know, good stuff and stuff that you find fulfilling and rewarding, right? Guess what happens to the lives of the people around you? Yeah. They're getting maxed out. Their lives are getting maxed out. Why? Because you're in a great place as a human being. And when you're happy and in a good place, guess what tends to happen to the lives of the people around you? They tend to be happy too. Why? Because your happiness like overflows and falls on them. So anyway, that was my message yesterday, is to follow your passion, right? Find a way to enable that which you love in life and make it real. And again, the road, not an easy road, but where there is a will, there is a way. Okay, where there is a will, there is a way. All right, the United States Marine Corps Band makes this morning official. Good morning to you. And this is dedicated to Tim Adams, who's been so gracious to me for the last couple of years, bringing me up to Minnesota State University, Mankato. And Morgan and Thomas, who helped set things up yesterday. Morgan, who a year ago is a young woman I met, who was standing off to the side after I did the thing, and she was waiting for me. Well, she was standing there, and I was talking to the people, and I kind of pointed to her, and I said, "Are you waiting for me?" And she nodded her head, "Yes." And I said, "Well, okay, don't go anywhere." She said, "I'm not." And she came up, she walks up, she says, "I want to give you a hug." And I said, "Yeah, well, I don't hug people, so you better, like, shake it hands." And she said, "What?" I said, "Yeah." And so I gave her a hug, and she looked at me, and she said, "You know, I've gone through all this stuff, and you're the first person I've ever heard say there's nothing wrong with me. And I just wanted to thank you. I don't know if you noticed, but I was texting in the middle of this to my mother about what I was watching." And she and her husband did an interview after it. Both their names are Morgan. Yeah, they both have the same first name. How weird is that? So she introduced post-traumatic winning last night. Yeah, it was very cool. And I got a chance to meet Tim's parents, Dad, a Marine. Yeah, I said, "How'd your kid get in the Navy if you're a Marine?" He laughed. But just wonderful, gracious, gracious people who came out last night to watch post-traumatic winning. And I'll tell you, one of the things I love about universities is that, you know, they'll tell students, "Hey, you've got to do an extracurricular report or something like that." And so behavioral science students will come and bring a friend or whatnot. And so the audience is, I like it because it's not your basic military audience. So this is dedicated to Tim, dedicated to Thomas, this is dedicated to Morgan, and all the people that showed up last night at Minnesota State University, Mankato. And thank you for giving me the opportunity to come speak. What an awesome night.
Our flags on earth. You're betraying your whole life if you don't say what you think, and you don't say it honestly and bluntly.
It defines us. It defines warriors like Gunnery Sergeant John Canley, a leader who led from the front. With his Marines outnumbered, he pushed forward during the Battle of Way City, standing tall during firefights and throwing himself into harm's way to keep his fellow Marines safe.
The only thing I was doing was just responding. The Marines, the young Marines, it shows them that it's not do as I say, it's do as I do. And just being that close with them brings motivation to them.
During firefights, when we'd be all hugging Mother Earth, he'd be standing up directing us. And I think if you talk to every Alpha Company Marine, we're amazed that he was never shot.
For this campus had prepared him well. I'm very confident that, thank you very much. If this was vodka, it'd be a lot better speech. But I'm not supposed to glamorize alcohol anymore, so young folks, you ignore what I just said.
What keeps you awake at night?
Nothing. I keep other people awake at night.
I had a Vietnam vet tell me one time, Jeremiah, he goes, PTSD, it's like having a cage in your brain, it's like having a cage full of monkeys. The goal is to keep the monkeys in the cage, because once them bastards make the jailbreak, all hell breaks loose, so you want to keep them in the cage.
Once you're out of the Corps, you know, it's your responsibility to live your life in a way that would honor those that were with you and died. I mean, don't waste your life. Goodness, do something meaningful and don't be going out there saying, look, oh, woe is me. I'm a poor veteran or I'm a disabled veteran. Well, yeah, I am a disabled veteran. But, you know, we can't have that kind of attitude. We've got to show people that, hey, we care about our country. We care about what happens to everyone. Marine Corps changed me. It made me a better man, but I don't know a Marine that wouldn't tell you the same thing, Mike.
We just have to execute. And we are executing every day. And Sergeant Major and I are very proud of what you do. Doesn't mean we can't get better. We don't want to make a mistake to learn. We don't want to lose to learn. We cannot lose if we have to go fight. We got to do what these Marines did here 75 years ago. Persevere against difficult, challenging conditions and odds and win. You got to win.
Minneapolis Airport, watching the world go by. It's amazing how that works, isn't it? So we'll update the weather, we'll take a break, and then we'll come back, and we will go ahead and check some news stories. No, I just want to say, when did it become fashionable to be a slob when you travel? Like, I got the whole comfort thing and all that, but honestly, I mean, don't you think you should look presentable? Roll out of your bed and roll onto the plane in your pajamas? Come on now. So, it is a little bit interesting, right, what people wear. I'll tell you what, airports are also pretty cool these days. I wonder what an airport would look like if you designed it from the ground up to it. I think it'd be pretty interesting to talk to engineers to see what they would come up with. if they could do the whole thing by themselves. All right, so just know this. These temperatures are coming to you at 6:37 Central Time. So on the West Coast, that is what, 4:37? On the East Coast, it's 7:37. So just take this for what it's worth. In Quantico right now, it is sunny and 40 degrees. Camp Lejeune is partly cloudy and 64. 29 Palms is warmed up. It is a clear, dark, and 55. Camp Pendleton, clear, dark, and 47. So cold in Southern California. In Camp Smith, in Hawaii, it is clear, dark, and 68 degrees. As we head further west, we come to the island of Okinawa, where it is dark and clear and 70. So cooling off in Okinawa, and further west we go over China, right? And into Asia. It is in Afghanistan. It is partly sunny and 64 late in the afternoon. Keep going further to the west into the country of Iraq. It is sunny and 79 in the provincial capital of the province of Al-Anbar in the nation of Iraq. In the Costa Mesa Newport Beach area, where I am headed, where I will be today. Yeah, before noon, mind you. That's right. It is clear, dark, and 51. So, brisk overnight temperatures, I think is the way weather people say that, out on the coast. And currently, at the Minneapolis-St. Paul Airport, it is 22 degrees under cloudy skies. Looking for a high today in the Twin Cities of 34 under those same cloudy skies out there. So that is a look at your weather. In fact, we are not going to take a break. We're going to continue this thing. And I'm going to check the top five stories in Early Bird. And then you're going to hear from Jeff Kenny, who was gracious enough to hop on and talk about his time in Iran. Yesterday was the 40th anniversary of a miserable memory. And you'll hear that. Seeing the embassy destroyed, seeing Americans blindfolded, seeing them paraded on television, and just watching the whole fiasco that became was, I think I speak for a lot of people when I say that was pretty annoying and pretty frustrating. First time I think the United States had been humbled like that as a nation. I don't remember anything so visible, so, well, you know, I say that, but Vietnam War, right? Anyway, but that was particularly, right? There was this thing you couldn't do anything about. You couldn't go bomb them. You couldn't go attack them. Top story in Early Bird today, Russia, China are the most pressing threats to an ill-prepared United States, a report says. In its annual assessment of the U.S. military, the Washington-based Heritage Foundation said Russia and China showed aggressive behavior towards U.S. vital interests in 2018. So I would recommend reading that. The Heritage Foundation is a conservative think tank and publishes a report on an annual basis. It's pretty interesting, I think, because it pulls together the overall movements of Russia, China, and the United States in terms of great power competition. I would go ahead and I would recommend that to you. That's in Stars and Stripes. There's also a pretty interesting story that's on a whole series of websites, and it's in Stars and Stripes. Headline is, in his last days, al-Baghdadi sought safety in his shrinking domain. Obviously, that's a big deal. That's a big deal. And tomorrow we'll talk about some of this stuff with Andy Milburn. So I mentioned earlier that Andy's a MARSOC guy. He's a special operations guy. And we'll just get his thoughts on these things, which are always interesting. And so tomorrow will be kind of interesting. Also, one more story that, on a personal note, headline, robotic mules to lighten load for the Army's infantrymen. Now, my son, my number two son, when he was a lieutenant with 3rd Battalion, 5th Marines, they did this series of experiments called Sea Dragon. And and a mule, going back to days gone by of Marine infantry, is simply an 8-wheel platform with a steering wheel and a seat. Now they're controlled by robots. And he told me, he said, Dad, that thing was the best thing we had. It would follow us, you know, we could map out its path, tell it when to go, when to stop, throw packs or ammunition, throw water on it, right? So you can move lighter and this thing would follow you. And then they all went away. He said, but they were great pieces of gear. So headline, robotic mules to lighten the load for the Army's infantrymen. The Army has awarded a $162.4 million contract to General Dynamics Land Systems to produce 624 small multi-purpose equipment transportation systems. They might not call it the mule, they'll call it the SMET. Anyway, no, I mean, any chance you get to lighten a load. And the next thing that really needs to change is the body armor. Somebody needs to invent a material that stops metal and that's light. And that will transform. You know, that way you can have the survivability, but not the way that people carry. And once that's invented, people will look at what Marines carried in Iraq and Afghanistan and say, how in God's name did they do that? So, anyway. Top five stories in early bird. Number one, clock ticks down on defense policy bill. If Congress wants to pass the 2022 defense policy bill before the end of the year, lawmakers say they have only 3 weeks to break a partisan deadlock between the House and the Senate. Honestly, this is horrible. Right, the defense of the nation continues to be held up by people who just play stupid games. And it's just, I want to say it's very discouraging. I used to play a little clip that General Mattis said at a hearing. No enemy has done the damage to the nation's military, right? And he said that sequestration is done. Sequestration is him soft selling the Congress of the United States. He doesn't do their job. And it's disgusting to me. Number two, here are the two Army war crimes cases Trump is reportedly going to take action on. The president, man, he needs to stay out of the military justice business. This is in Army Times, quote, I was able to confirm yesterday from the President of the United States himself, the Commander-in-Chief, that action is imminent, especially in two cases of Clint Lawrence and Matt Goldstein, Fox News host Pete Hegseth said first. The President, as a Commander-in-Chief, has a lot of latitude under the UCMJ to dismiss a case or change a sentence, and from what I understand, that's what will happen shortly. Former First Lieutenant Clint Lawrence is serving a 19-year sentence for murder in a military prison on Fort Leavenworth, Kansas. He ordered an enlisted soldier to fire on an unarmed Afghan motorcyclist, multiple motorcyclists in 2012, an incident that earned Lawrence few supporters within his own platoon. Yeah, right? He's telling people to murder people. And the president's going to take action. It's just stupid. Army Green Beret Major Matthew Goldstein is charged with murder in the 2010 death of an alleged Afghan bomb maker. In the case of Lawrence, we're asking the president to disapprove the findings and the sentence. This would be to return this to the status quo, to wipe the slate clean, no conviction. So, anyway, there's an appeals process, and the president, and what he did in the Gallagher case, you know, his constant interference is a joke. Number three report, Trump's make Seal Gallagher a chief again. So this is the third case the president will take action against. Although naval officials and Navy Times discussed Trump's looming decision on Sunday, it was announced on this morning on Fox and Friends by network contributor Pete Hegseth, who said he spoke directly with the president.
In the interest of aviation security,
he's going to restore the rank of Chief Gallagher prior to retirement. That's fucking awesome. Number four, concerns rise over possibility Chinese could use TikTok to collect troops data. Over the possibility, probably already being done. Despite a national security review over the increasingly popular social media app TikTok, Defense Department officials are not yet issuing any specific guidance regarding the Chinese-owned platform used by service members on both personal and official capacity. How stupid. How stupid can you be? Turkey says it's captured al-Baghdadi's sister in Syria. Congratulations. Headlines from overseas operation. Iran spins more centrifuges on the anniversary of the 1979 embassy takeover. AFRICOM commander heads to Somalia as airstrikes against violent extremists are on the rise. Headlines from Syria and Turkey. Artillery fire lands near U.S. troops in Syria. Wait a minute. I thought everybody left. Oh, no. We have more people there now. We have tank companies there. Confusion reigns over U.S. plans to secure the oil in Syria as commanders await order. Next headline. U.S. might have warded off Turkey's invasion of Syria, says DOD's ongoing defense policy chief. So that is a look at your news. We're going to take a break. When we come back, you're going to hear from Jeff King in a really interesting kind of personal look at his time in Tehran as an MSG guy. And Jeff's an interesting guy and long history of service in the Marine Corps. And this is when he was a Lance Corporal at the age of 19 going to Iran, if you could imagine such a thing. So whatever you do, don't touch that dial. Interesting stuff. More of All Marine Radio. Live from the airport in Minneapolis, St. Paul, coming to you next right here on your home for the All Warrior Radio Network.